Yeah, my most memorable English language learning experience is the oral skills. I need to do a presentation, and I need to stand in front of the audience and present my PowerPoint. And I bring up my cue card, and I cannot speak a word because I cannot read my cue card. And so that's a problem of the presentation skills, but also the confidence. Yes, I think that's the problem that I face is the most challenging for me.
How did you overcome this kind of difficulty?
Yeah, practice makes perfect, so I need to practice more. And so after that time, I practice more and it's improved. Yeah, and I feel that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I always read philosophical books. That's very challenging because the philosopher also make a lot of new words, many new terms to describe what they think about. And even they use the same word, they have different meanings. So it's very challenging for me to read their books, to understand what they mean. Yeah.
But do you enjoy reading this kind of books?
Yes, that's very challenging, and that's my interest. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one?
Favorite one, maybe John Locke. Yeah.
Why do you like this
journal? Because I'm not according to this, because of his theory, but not related to his English. Yeah.
So you're studying philosophy. Do you think English will be important in your future?
Yes. If I keep learning philosophy, it's very important to read the book in English because I can. If I can only read the Chinese book, I cannot read many books of the greatest philosopher, because many greatest philosophers, they are in English.